Time for us to bring in Diamond Dallas Page, formerly of WCW, WWE, a WWE Hall of Famer, and has a new book out now called Positively Unstoppable, The Art of Owning It. DDP, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a while since we had you on here on The Ref, and always good to talk to you.
Well, it's funny because, you know, I live in Atlanta. You know, our DDP Yoga Performance Center is right there in Smyrna. And right now I'm in New York City doing this satellite tour, and I'm on the phone with you guys. And normally we're local. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's all over the place, no question about it. And, well, I'll go ahead and start off and let you kind of explain the book to us. And it seems like obviously a lifestyle book. You've become somewhat of a lifestyle guru with your DDP yoga, and this seems like you're just taking that a step further.
Well, you know, the program that I developed, you know, and at this point, you know, I've actually been branding it DDPY. Company will always be DDP Yoga, but I've been branding it DDPY. Why? Because I want people to understand it's not just yoga. It's so much more than that. Like on our new app, you know, we've got like 180 workouts, and the first workout start in bed. Like, you can't get out of bed? Okay, well, I got three workouts for you in bed. You know, which help you get out of bed and into a chair. And then I got eight workouts there. And then next workouts where you're using the chair. And then eventually you don't need the chair. And goes from there. You know, I'm constantly telling people to make the DDPY your own. Because, you know, everyone is at a different level. So, you know, some big news that we just got, and it'll be probably out on the wire either by the end of this week or beginning of next week, we just secured a partnership, we're in the process of it, with the NFL alumni, which is going to be great for those guys because so many of those guys are so beat up. And, you know, my program can help them and help them get more of a normal lifestyle as opposed to being so beat up. And along with the app, besides, you know, the workouts we have, we have all our cooking shows and then all of our Motivational Mondays. And that's where it sort of segues into my new book that just came out yesterday called Positively Unstoppable, The Art of Owning It. And what is it? It is whatever you want it to be. You know, it could be your health, it could be your weight, it could be your eating, it could be your, you know, relationships with your significant other or your kids or, you know, or your goals. And it's helping people own that inner voice, that story we tell ourselves.
And, you know, as a wrestling nerd myself, when I see the word positively associated with you, I go back to the WrestleMania 18 era when you were having that program with wrestler Christian, where it started off as you guys were kind of, you were sort of mentoring him, kind of being that motivational type person for him, and then he sort of turned on you and you end up beating him for the European Championship at that WrestleMania in Toronto, which was a huge card because that was the one that also had The Rock and Hogan on it, Stone Cold and Scott Hall, so some really big matches there. And I always go back to that, and I wonder, you know, with you having this new sort of the Positively Unstoppable thing, was this something that has kind of always been around with you and that kind of inspire that character back then?
You know, it's really, I always try to be exaggeration of who I was, you know, if I was being a good guy, you know, being a babyface, as we call it. I think that's where you're the truest stuff comes out, when you're just being an exaggeration yourself. And, you know, I've always been, like, if I didn't even start wrestling until I was 35. You know, so my career didn't take off till I was 40, which was in 96. So you've got to have, you know, you have to have a whole different mindset than anybody, because most times everyone's going to doubt you when you first say whether you're going to be an actor, you know, or if you're coming out of the hood, you're going to be a lawyer or a doctor. People will doubt you. They'll tell you why you can't do things. And I'm the guy who's going to tell you why you can. And that's what Positively Unstoppable is all about, because, you know, so many people have such a negative view on themselves. They have, you know, they fill themselves with just negative garbage, you know, that they don't have to do it like that. And I just trying to reboot people's brains, you know, trying to get people on the right course. And that's what Positively Unstoppable is about, too. It's kind of like a workbook that helps you, you know, teach yourself how to own it.
Talking with Diamond Dallas Page, the author of Positively Unstoppable, The Art of Owning It. definitely a book you're going to want to check out. And I was actually talking to someone you know very well last night, Tony Schiavone. He does some work here in Athens, and a lot of the conversation was about Mean Gene Okerlund. And, you know, he passed recently, obviously a huge figure in the sports entertainment world, the wrestling world, and, you know, a guy that I'm sure you know very well from being interviewed by him countless times on camera and obviously some off-camera things as well. But just kind of give us some your thoughts on Mean Gene and maybe a good story or two about your dealings with him.
Well, you know, Gene was actually I was at his memorial in Florida. I went to Sarasota, to go to it because I really wanted to just say goodbye to him there. He was an amazing guy. I loved. He's one of my favorite people to have a cocktail with, and we spent a lot of good times together. I got to know him really good when I went to. Napa Valley, we went with our wives and Bobby DeBrain Heenan was with us, and so was Lee Marshall, and we bonded over that period. And when I had my first big angle with Savage, you're nervous because it's all on you. And he came up to me and gave me like one of the most inspiring just words of wisdom from Gino. And it just, knowing who he worked with, everybody, he basically said, dude, this is your time. You put the work in, it's gonna happen. You're gonna kill it. And I already felt that, but it's always great to hear that, especially for someone like Okerlund.
Talking with Diamond Dallas Page and DDP, I know how much of a just instrumental figure in your career that the American Dream Dusty Rhodes was. He obviously has done that to a lot of people, including his own son, Cody, who is now branching off and starting this new AEW All Elite Wrestling. They signed Chris Jericho, so they've got a lot of momentum already. And I know that you were involved in sort of their first, it wasn't All Elite Wrestling back then, but their first sort of standalone all-in show. And, we haven't had, since WCW, anybody really be able to compete with the global empire that is WWE. But, I mean, the business is in Cody's blood, with his dad being one of the best bookers of all time, if not the greatest booker of all time. So what are your thoughts on All Elite Wrestling and the venture that Dream Jr., if you will, is going off with?
He calls himself the American Nightmare. I think it's amazing. I think it's great. I think it's a fun time in wrestling for people to watch what's happening. Like, if anybody understands being positively unstoppable or owning it, it's Cody Rhodes. Plus I've been his, uncle's, mentor since he was like 10 years old. So it's really fun to sit back and watch and, having a great time watching. As far as my participation, because people have been asking about that, I'm a WWE guy, but if Cody needs me to do something, I'll be there, to help him out, because I want to see this really be really successful. As far as it ever being the Monday Night Wars, they got a long way to go. they got a long way to go to get to that spot, but it's going to be fun to watch. And I think Tony Khan, who's the owner of the company, he knows it's going to take a little while. And they had a first great showing with All In, and now they're going to put the tickets on sale for Double or Nothing. So it should be pretty interesting. It's like Cody is the kind of kid that, since he was young, he understands, that he's fallen down, a couple of times in his life, and he's learned from those mistakes. And that's what I try to teach in my new book, Positively Unstoppable. Like, it's okay to make mistakes as long as you learn from them, because that's the key. It's like most people get pulled down, and they fail again. Oh, I failed again. It's like Edison failed. He never looked at it as him failing. He found 10,000 ways not to make the electric light bulb. It's like it's all how you skew your brain. And Dusty, he was phenomenal at that. And Cody, He was around that his whole life, so he gets it, you know. So I think they're going to do really well. I'm excited to sit back and watch it.
Diamond Dallas Page, one thing before we let you go, you did mention being a WWE guy, and I know that you've had some irons in the fires there, the hosting the Best of Nitro DVDs, and is Volume 2 in the works? Has that already come out?
Dude, Volume 2 and 3 is out.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm way behind.
Yeah, you're way behind.
No doubt.
And I also want to let everybody know that if they go to positivelyunstoppable.com, we're doing a Positively Unstoppable Challenge where two finalists will get the chance to win $1 million. And it's a transformation on your body and your mind. And with the, you know, the mental part will be essay and it will be questions. And the transformation, of course, physically, will be what you do with your body. And tell everybody, you know, when you see it at positivelyunstoppable.com, it explains everything. So if you're listening right now and you're at a spot where, you know, you really want to not just change your life but own your life, and you actually need some extra incentive, well, you can win $1 million. How's that for extra incentive?
Yeah, it sounds good to me, no doubt. All right, before we let you go, can we get a feel of the bang before we end this thing?
Yes, you can. Feel the bang.
All right, Diamond Dallas Page, thank you so much. Always great talking to you.
See you, dude.
Positively Unstoppable.com. Diamond Dallas Page, the book out now.